I can't go on. This is the end. I'm going to die here. He dragged me toward a hillock of snow from which emerged human shapes and ragged pieces of blanket. Leave me, he said to me. I can't go on. Have mercy on me. I'll wait here until we can get into the baths. You can come and find me. I could have wept with rage. Having lived through so much, suffered so much, could I leave my father to die now? Now when we could have a good hot bath and lie down? Father! I screamed. Father, get up from here! Immediately! You're killing yourself! I seized him by the arm. He continued to groan. Don't shout, son. Take pity on your old father. Leave me to rest here. Just for a bit. I'm so tired. At the end of my strength. He had become like a child, weak, timid, vulnerable. Father, I said, you can't stay here. I showed him the corpses all round him. They too had wanted to rest here. I can see them, son. I can see them all right. Let them sleep. It's so long since they closed their eyes. They are exhausted. Exhausted. His voice was tender. I yelled against the wind. They'll never wake again! Never! Don't you understand? For a long time, this argument went on. I felt that I was not arguing with him, but with death itself, with the death that he had already chosen. The sirens began to wail, an alert. The lights went out throughout the camp. The guards drove us toward the blocks. In a flash, there was no one left on the assembly place. We were only too glad not to have had to stay outside longer in the icy wind. We let ourselves sink down onto the planks. The beds were in several tiers, the cauldrons of